And thank you, Lord, we can take these burdens, these sicknesses, these difficulties of these various ones we've listed and named. Thou dost know the whole situation of every one of them because of thine omniscience and all-knowing of these details. We ask thee, Lord, to comfort them and prepare them and help them, Lord, in all that thou canst do. And help them to be looking to thee, those that love the Lord Jesus Christ that we prayed for, that are genuine Christians, help them look unto thee and be comforted, and knowing that what thou dost plan for their lives and what thou dost do for them is thy will for them at this time. Guide us and direct us now as we open up thy word in this book of Corinthians. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. All right, we're in the book of 1 Corinthians. Pastor Dan, what did you find out about the internet?
It should be streaming, but I don't know if anyone's watching or not. The router was down. Our whole internet connection was down, so...
They watch it on a regular basis?
Yeah, if they connect.
Sermon audio and also YouTube?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, they watch it, but I'm not sure if they are, so...
Okay, I hope that they are. And I think Joy Wallenoff was planning to. She called about this hookup. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15... what verse did we stop at? Was it 51 or 52? Do you remember? 1 Corinthians 15.
We started
at 51. 51. All right, let's start at 51. Let's read 51, 52, 53. And those that are listening to us, by the means, give us a call or comment at 856-261-9018 or questions at bftbc.com. .org, if you have an internet. All right. 1 Corinthians, let's read it. Verse 51, 52, 53 together. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. All right, verse number 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. To whom is Paul writing this? Who's included in the you? I show you a mystery. Yes, Bill and then Tam. Genuine Christmas, Tam.
He's writing to the church in Corinth and by extension to all born again Christians.
All born again Christians. Not talking about fake Christians, phony Christians, halfway, genuine Christian, I show you, you genuine Christian, a mystery. What did we say mystery was? Any hands on that? Yeah, Pastor Dan.
A sacred secret.
A sacred secret is a mystery. Who's the we in verse 51 referred to? We shall not all sleep. Again, the we. Any hands on that? Bill.
Believers.
Genuine Christians, we shall not all sleep. And what does sleep mean in this context? Any hands on that? Pastor Dan? We should not all die. In other words, when is that possible that we, genuine Christians, will not all die? When will this possibly happen? Bill?
Those who do not die are going to be raptured.
All right. What does rapture mean? When will that be?
Will be taken.
Okay.
By the Lord, meet
and meet him in the air. And those are the genuine Christians who are taken out of this life. You know, some of the believers that are living today might not die, but be snatched up to meet the Lord in the air. So we should not all sleep. Now, Anna.
It's in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, it says that we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. The word caught up is harpazo.
Harpazo, snatched up.
Like a harpoon.
That's right.
It's a similar word, but it's not exactly the same.
Snatched up. Yes, and that's what the Latin word rapio means, to snatch away, to grab and pick up. And so it will be taken away and raptured, those that are genuine Christians. Now it says we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Again, the we is genuine Christians. It's not talking about non-believers, unbelievers, or fake and phony Christians, but genuine Christians. What's going to happen to these genuine Christians? in verse number 51?
Changed.
Changed, all right, changed. Now, what type of a change would you think that would be, Tam?
It says we shall not all sleep, so we're not all going to die.
All right.
We're sleeping, die.
Not die, that's right, but we shall all be changed. I'll be changed, and we'll see about the change later. Yeah, Pastor Dan.
Caterpillars change into a butterfly.
All right. And when will this take place in verse 52? What's that first phrase mean? In a moment. Any hands on that? In a moment. Yes, but Bill?
Instantly.
Instantly, there's going to be a change in every genuine Christian in the bodies. And then twinkle of the eye. Remember, David gave us a picture last Thursday about what that might mean. You remember what he said, David? How?
It has to do with the focus.
All right.
You blink and you have your eyes set on something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the length of time it takes when you close your eyes to open up is focus again. That's a very tiny moment. Twinkling of an eye. And then, what is this last thing? At the last trump. What does that mean? Any hands on that? The last trump. Questions at vftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment. Glad to hear from you. Just simply say hello if you wish. What does that mean, the last trump? Any hands on that? Anna?
I'm thinking about the Handel's Messiah and this particular part of the Handel's Messiah. The trumpet's playing.
Uh-huh.
They play the solo.
Well, play the solo.
It shall be changed.
That's good. In other words, there are going to be trumpets. In fact, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, talk about the trumpet of God, the dead will rise first. So this is going to be the trumpet sound. In the Old Testament, there's a number of trumpets, and so in the New Testament as well, at the last trump. And what's going to happen at the last trump? What's in verse number 52? What's going to happen then? Yeah, Tammy.
I have a verse about the trumpet.
Okay.
Psalm 47:5. God is done up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Uh-huh. Huh? There's a trumpet in the Old Testament sound as well. That's good. So the last trumpet was going to happen there in verse number 52. Trumpets will sound. Then what happens?
We're going to be raised incorruptible.
Okay, now. The dead. Who are the dead in this particular context? The dead shall be raised incorruptible. Tammy?
Those saved that have passed on.
All right. These would be only for genuine Christians. Those that are not Christian, not genuine Christians, they will not be included in this. Just the genuine believers, true Christian believers, they'll be raised. What about the Christians that says 1 Thessalonians that have died already? What will happen to them?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Bill?
Yeah, I was just going to say, they will be raised first.
All right, the dead in Christ shall be raised first.
Yep.
And then 1 Thessalonians says, when the weak are caught up, and they were raised incorruptible. What is the status of those that have died, genuine Christians have died? What is their status now? Any hands on that? Yeah, Tim? They're corrupting in the grave. Their bodies are corruptible, corrupting. And they'll be raised incorruptible. What does incorruptible mean? Any hands on that? Incorruptible. Did the pastor that?
Not subject to corruption.
Not subject to corruption. No more. The new bodies that they will be raised with after they've been raised from the dead, there'll be no longer corruption in those bodies. Incorruptible body. How is the Lord Jesus Christ's body presently? What's the state of his body?
Glorious.
And is it incorruptible or corruptible?
Incorruptible.
It's incorruptible. And we will be made raised like unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Those genuine Christians will be raised like unto his body. Incredible. And then, who is the we referred to in the last part of this section? If Tammy?
Those that are alive and remain as the born again Christians.
Okay, those born again Christians who are still living,
yes,
have not slept, have not died, mm-hmm, they also shall be what? Changed. They have, what kind of bodies do genuine Christians have today?
Corruptible
bodies, death type of bodies, at 10?
No, mortal.
Mortal, which means subject to death, mm-hmm, and be raised immortal, genuine new bodies. Now, what will happen when the Lord Jesus returns in the air in what we call the rapture, or pazzo, in the hands of that? What's going to happen to those genuine Christians on this earth? Hands on that? Yeah, Anna, and then Pastor Dan.
Yes, mortal shall put on immortality.
Okay, that's true. And what else, Pastor Dan? What will happen to these genuine Christians that are on this earth when the Lord Jesus returns in the air?
The dead in Christ will rise first.
The dead in Christ, those genuine Christians that are dead in the graves, are to rise first, change from corruptible bodies to incorruptible. That says, and we that remain, yeah, 10.
The mortal, those that are alive, are mm-hmm, mortal bodies, and they will put on immortality.
They put on immortality. Those we are corruptible bodies now, but when he comes, Lord Jesus returns, genuine Christians, whose bodies are subject to death, will be instantly changed and put on immortal bodies. Then what will happen to those on earth at that time, at the rapture? What will happen? Not only the bodies change, what else? Will we stay here on earth?
We'll be caught up.
Caught up. And that's what rapture means. Rapture, it means snatched or harpazo, snatched away, caught up. Where will we be caught up? Genuine Christians be caught up. You know, Tammy?
To meet the Lord in the air.
We'll be caught up?
He'll be in the
clouds. He'll be in the clouds, be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. That's the rapture, the first phase of his coming. Anna, you have something?
I'm scratching.
Oh, scratching, okay. So the hand crooked. So we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Will he be coming to earth at the first phase of his coming? Will the Lord Jesus be coming to the earth? Any answer to that? No, he will not be coming. He'll be in the air. Now the second phase of his coming happens after what happens? Second phase, Anna?
Time of Jacob's trouble.
How long will that last on this earth?
7 years.
7 years. That's called what? Yes, Tang?
Tribulation.
Called the tribulation, or time of Jacob's trouble. The tribulation. So after the rapture snatches the believers up and the dead in Christ will rise, 7 years. Anna?
It's also called Daniel's 70th
week. Oh, it's called Daniel's 70th week. Remember, it was prophesied in the book of Daniel, 70 weeks, weeks of years.
Yep.
Seven times seven would be. And this is the last week, just 1 week to go. 69 years have happened. And so after the 70, what kind of... how many people, how many genuine Christians will be still living in these 7 years on this earth? Any hands on that? How many genuine Christians will be there? Anna?
Well, the rapture will happen and take all the believers out. But there will be believers on earth during the tribulation, but not the very start.
Not at the start. But at the beginning of the tribulation, the very first time, all the genuine Christians will be gone out of here, raptured out. Not a single one will say. What are some of the false views of who is going to be remaining in this tribulation period? In the hands, that's
Tammy. Disobedient Christians.
Some people say that disobedient Christians, genuine Christians, will stay here.
True. Partial rapture theory.
Partial rapture. Is that true or false?
False.
False. No matter how wicked the genuine Christians are, how many, how fleshly, how carnal, they're born again and genuinely saved, they'll go up to meet the Lord in the air. What's another false view of the rapture? Any answer to that? Another false view. You have Tammy?
It'll happen at the end of the tribulation.
That means the genuine Christian will have to go all through the whole 7 years of tribulation. Only happen at the end. And is that true or false?
False.
That's false. It's pre-tribulation rapture. What's another false view?
That was post-tribulation.
That would be post-tribulation. Right? After the whole tribulation. Anna, what's another false view?
Pre-wrath.
What does that mean? The pre-wrath rapture. Hands on that. Pre-wrath. Yes, Tammy?
I think it may be beyond the midpoint,
mm-hmm,
and it
before God's wrath is poured out.
Okay.
There's other things that are happening on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they
Hey, what is it? Yes, Bob?
Can you explain that pre-wrath again?
Okay, during the tribulation period, now, first of all, is it going to be good or bad during these 7 years on this earth? Good or bad?
Very bad.
Very bad. What about the first 3.5 years, the half of the tribulation? What's going to be happening then?
Very good.
Very good. Anna?
It'll be somewhat good.
Okay.
I mean,
who's going to be?
People made a covenant.
All right.
With Israel, the covenant will be fine for the first 3.5 years, but then the covenant will be broken.
All right.
In the middle. But there'll still be like all sorts of natural disasters and calamities.
All right. Bill. And then fine. And then Pastor Dan.
At that time, isn't that when the 144,000 Jews will be evangelizing for Christ?
Yes, that's the time. So Yvonne. And then Pastor Dan.
I'm mixed up now. I lost my question, but there's the one you're saying, but.
Okay.
Pre-wrath. What is the pre-wrath? That's during the 7 years.
During the 7 years, after the mid part of it, there's going to be terrific wrath and terrible penalties on this earth. Lots of deaths. And they say before the wrath comes, that's when the genuine Christian will be taken up.
Yes.
So they'll go through part of the tribulation. Is that true or false? Is that true or false? That's totally false. Mm-hmm. Nothing true about that. And what's another view, false view of the rapture, Tammy?
The mid-tribulation.
Mid-tribulation. What does that mean?
After the first 3.5 years.
After the first 3.5 years. What's another false view of the tribulation, the rapture? Anna?
Some believe that in post-millennialism, they don't believe that there's going to be a tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that we're going to usher in the kingdom.
Okay.
Somehow.
And Tam?
There's no rapture.
No rapture at all. Is that true or false?
False.
That's false. Now remember, during the tribulation, who's going to be...
The same.
Yeah, similar to that, yes. But just phrasing it a different way. Now, during the tribulation, who's going to be reigning and ruling upon this earth? Any hands on that? Tammy?
Satan.
All right, who else? Aunt Bob?
I thought the Lord was ruling that.
During the tribulation? On this earth? Tammy? Who's going
to write?
The false prophet. The Antichrist, false prophet, and Satan. Don't the Trinity, the false Trinity will be ruling.
Yes.
Yvonne?
We have the rapture. We have so many years. How many years to be in the rapture? Tell me, 3.5 years, 7.5 years.
Well, my question was, what's going to happen when the Antichrist is ruling during the first 3.5 years? Anna?
Doctrines about the rapture.
False views of the rapture.
But the rapture
is
no, but that's what we were doing.
We're talking
the view
now.
That we hold to is that is the pre-tribulation rapture.
Yes. Yeah, Linda, you asked a question?
We won't be here.
Oh, okay.
We won't be on earth for 7 years of tribulation. Some people believe that we'll be here for all.
Hi, Rob. Just a minute. We'll be right with you. Okay, Rob Winnegay from Chicago. Go ahead, Rob. Your Baptist choir, I think just that right. Just a certain group of raptures, just the good people, but not all the other Christians. That's right. Sort of a partial rapture. That's right.
Okay. That's what I just wanted to bring up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, how are you getting the reception? Is everything working?
Yeah, I'm on sermon audio.
Sermon audio. We can find. That's good. I'm glad people can listen. We had a little bit of trouble with Pastor Dan's. Took care of it.
Sermon audio is good.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you. Let's wave to. Thank you. Let's wave to Rob Winograd at Chicago. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. All right, now, the Antichrist is the first 3.5 years. Yes, do you have a question, Linda?
Give me a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first 3.5 years when the Antichrist is reigning, what does Antichrist mean, by the way? What two senses in Antichrist?
Armageddon?
Well, the Armageddon is going to be at the end of the tribulation period, the Armageddon. But what does Antichrist mean? Tammy and Anna?
I'll give one and
the other. Okay, what's one of the meanings?
It's against God.
Anti meaning against.
Against Christ.
Okay, against Christ. And Anna, what's another mean?
In place of.
In place of, instead of Christ.
That can go on the leader of the institution of Rome is sometimes called the vicar of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And the vicar basically means substitution.
Mm-hmm.
So
like vice president, substitute for the president.
Mm-hmm. The vicar of Christ, so he's putting himself in the place of Christ, mm-hmm. which he shouldn't do, and he also puts himself in the place mm-hmm. of
right.
God the Father, because, and so do all the other mini leaders mm-hmm. of the institution of Rome, because they call him Father so-and-so, mm-hmm. and so yep. forth and so on.
Yes. So let's sum up the two meanings of antichrist. One is what?
Against.
What's the other anti?
In place of.
In place of, instead of. Now.
Isn't that Satan?
Well, Antichrist has got the three different personages of the devil. There's the false prophet, Antichrist, and Satan himself. Those three different characters. So he's a trinity, a satanic trinity. Yes, Anna?
Is it
three,
then, Antichrist, some human that Satan has taken
over? Yes, taking control of. That's right. Yvonne?
I never heard that. He was three persons.
Well, there's a trinity. There's a satanic trinity. There's a satanic
truly,
Godhead.
He's not truly three persons.
No, absolutely. But they're three evil entities and beings.
They're there.
And false prophet, Antichrist, and Satan himself. Yeah,
Tam. Isn't that Lucifer?
Now, Lucifer is one of the names for Satan. That's right. Yeah, Tam.
Satan is using the Antichrist and the false prophet for his own purposes. So, in that sense, they're a false trinity.
There's false trinity. Yeah.
Because he's really controlling the other.
Controlling the other two. Yes, Anna.
And the Antichrist is sometimes also called the beast.
The beast. That's good.
Satan is often called the dragon.
The dragon, that's true, there's no name for him. In fact, Revelation, there were four or five names for Satan in the same verse. Four or five, same verse. The devil,
serpent,
Satan, Lucifer, and all. There's four or five different names in Revelation. Now, let me go back to my question again. When the Antichrist is ruling, the first 3.5 years, what will that be like in the tribulation, 7-year period of tribulation? What will it be like? My hands on that.
What will it be like?
What will it be like, Anna?
There will be peace.
Sort of peaceful.
Peace between Israel and the rest of the world. There will be peace because they have to make a covenant. But, however, there will still be like different judgments from God.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't be noticeable as after the...
Yeah.
What will the people in this world... Never any Christians. They're gone. Christians are genuine Christians. Passed away. What will the people of this world think of Antichrist in the first 3.5 years? What will he act like?
They think he'd be Jesus? He'd impersonate Jesus?
Possibly. Tammy and Anna.
He'll be magnanimous.
Magnanimous?
And they'll be following him.
Following him?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah, Anna?
Well, I think throughout the entire tribulation, the people that are going to worship the beast will be worshiping the beast. It's like it talks about in Matthew that it will be possible even to deceive the very elect.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that there will be some saved who won't worship the beast
mm-hmm.
because we know that those that receive the mark, like, they won't be saved. So, but there will be the gospel preaching, there will be some that will reject the worshiping of the beast.
But in the first 3.5 years, the half of this tribulation period, what will he be like? What would he be like? What's the name for this fellow? The first, his actions for the first 3.5 years. Any hands on that?
Charismatic.
Pardon me?
Charismatic.
Sort of. He'd be a fake, looking good, wonderful, see. Whether it's Obama or a lot of people. During the different years, 10, 15, 20 years back, or 50 mm-hmm. years, all different people, this is the Antichrist. We don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a person that looks wonderful. First 3.5 years. Then what will that person turn into the last 7 years? Any hands on that?
The beast yep, that yeah.
he
is.
Yeah,
beast that really is.
Go ahead, Anna.
From what I'm understanding, they're still worshiping him. They're still worshiping
yeah.
him.
Oh, yes.
They won't notice that he's bad. They have such twisted views that they still think he's good.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill?
At that time, won't Satan defile the temple by sacrifice? By putting a pig in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that'll all be part of it. Yes, Anna? Well, Anna, Tammy?
Isn't there going to be the abomination of desolation? It's going to be mm-hmm. the image of the beast himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like what Nebuchadnezzar did,
mm-hmm.
or yeah. on a different scale. So instead of having worshiping God at the temple, they're going to be having this image of the beast. It's going to be corrupting it because they make an image like unto the creature and
mm-hmm.
instead of like unto God.
Uh-huh. Tammy?
I found that verse
you're
talking about.
Oh, good.
It's Revelation 12.
Four names or five names?
Revelation 12:9.
12:9, Revelation.
We'll count them. And the great dragon.
Dragon is one.
Cast out that old serpent.
Serpent number two.
Called the devil.
Devil number three.
And Satan.
Satan number four.
Which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
So four names for Satan. Yes, go ahead, Adam.
If you say deceive the whole world, you could
make that's a deceiver. That's a fifth name. Deceiver. That's good, Anna. That's good. Five names, the old devil. Revelation is 12:9?
Yes.
12:9. Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-901. Give us a call or comment from all over the world as you listen. Yes, Anna.
And he continues verse 10. It says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night.
That's the sixth name. Accuser of the brethren. Verses 12:9 and 10.
Yep.
Six names for the old devil. He's a deceiver and all these other things. All right, so that's all that on this corruptible thing. We should be changed in verse number 52. 53?
We were talking about
53. 53, okay. Now, when this corruptible, those are genuine Christians. What about the unsaved non-Christians? What will happen to them?
Yeah.
They're not going to be changed. They're going to stick.
We haven't read it.
Oh, my. Right, let's go 53, 54,
no,
and
50. We've already done 53.
Oh, okay.
But we have to read 54, 55.
But did we discuss 53 yet?
Yes, we did.
We finished. All right. Okay, let's read 54, 55, and 56 together. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. All right, verse number 54. That when this corruptible, who's that referring to? Any hands on that? This corruptible.
All of us before were changed.
No? Anna?
Well, specifically the dead in Christ.
The dead in Christ. Corruptible means what? The ones who decay. Where are the decayed genuine Christians? They're genuinely saved and believers. They died. They're in the graves. What are they called? What's the name for them?
Corruptible.
They're corruptible. Now, does that refer to unsaved non-Christians of any kind? No. This is only genuine Christians. What about the ones that are not genuinely saved, not genuine Christians? Just phonies. Maybe they call themselves Christian, but they're not. What happens to their bodies at this time? Where's their bodies? They're in the graves, and they'll stay right there. Later, something happens to them, but they're dead. So, it says when this corruptible in the graves must put on what?
Incorruption.
Meaning what? Incorruption. What's the meaning of that one?
Not corruption.
No longer will there be any corruption dealing with it at all. Then what's going to happen? What's going to be pronounced in verse 53? What will be the change? What do they call it? Answer that, Anna?
It's mortal.
What does that mean?
Now that we're living,
mm-hmm.
die.
All right. Means they're subject to death. What else in verse number 53 is going to happen? Yes, Tammy?
Right.
So 53, I think.
Those genuine Christians are going to put on immortality.
So they won't be subject to death. They'll be put on immortality. Deathlessness in 54. Well, we were in 53, I think.
We're in 54.
Oh, we finished in... Okay, all right.
54.
Oh, 54. Okay. I'm sorry. Point of corrupt. What will be said then? What will happen then? and verse 54. Yes, Pastor Dan.
All
right. All right. And then we'll be what do they call next?
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Death swallowed up in victory.
Yay. Yeah.
That's the same that is written. For which group of people?
Genuine
Christians only. True Christians only. What about the people that think they're Christians? For instance, are all the people in every church, Protestant, Catholic, are they all genuine Christians?
No,
no they're not. A lot of phonies. That,
that I'm raised Catholic. We never call ourselves Christians. We just call ourselves Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah,
see, genuine Christians only. See, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people call themselves Christians, whether Protestants, whether Baptists, or Presbyterians, or Roman Catholics, or Seventh-day Adventists, a lot of people, but are they all genuine Christians?
No.
Oh, yeah. So you've got to be genuine and true from the heart. Those that trust the Lord Jesus personally, they died for their sins, were at the cross of Calvary, they've accepted Him and trusted Him as their Savior. That's a genuine Christian. And so, Yvonne.
No works.
We're not saved by good works. No, nobody can be saved by their good works. By the work of Christ at Calvary, dying for the sins, the only thing was trusting Him that we can be genuinely saved. Anna? Many wonderful works.
In thy name,
cast out devils.
Like, well, look what we've done.
Yes.
And then the Lord is like, depart from me, I never knew you.
Right.
Because they're not trusting Christ for their salvation and saying, oh, we've done this and we've done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the other thing. But what it says, we are unprofitable servants, for we have known what it is our duty to do. And sometimes I feel like we haven't even done what's our duty.
When I do this. That's right. Questions at bftbc.org, 856-854-4747. Give us 856-2681. I'll get it in a minute. 261-854-261-9018. We'll get the numbers. Give us a call and comment, or just say hello. So, we're all ready to stop pretty well this time. We'll take it up, Lord willing, on next Thursday, at beginning at verse number 55. But do you have any other comments or questions before we close? We've covered a lot of stuff. Yes, Diane.
I was a relatively new Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And my father-in-law, is the way I term it,
mm-hmm.
was dying of cancer, esophageal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, I was in the nursing home bringing his clothes and different
mm-hmm.
things, you know.
That was your grandfather?
My father-in-law.
Father-in-law, okay.
Yeah, he was my husband's father.
Husband's father, okay.
And I picked that up from somebody else.
Okay, that's right.
But that was, I like it.
Okay.
And he said, what have you got there? And I had two different tracks. One was, are you an ostrich? You bury your head in the sand. You know, you don't want to think about hell. And this.
Mm-hmm.
And one other one, I forget what it was. And I said, these are about the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, let me have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
He was Polish, and he spoke a little broken English. Well, of course, he said, let me have one. I had to give him two. I mean, and I really firmly believe that he did get saved at the midnight hour of his life, because I, too, like Linda, was raised Roman Catholic. I had asked for a Catholic Bible, and that's what brought me out of the Roman Catholic Church, because I was sitting there reading that Bible, and I was seeing, this is wrong, this is what I do.
Did they teach you the Bible?
No,
they didn't.
No, they didn't. But I knew of someone who had a Bible, and she was following the Bible. So I wanted a Bible, and I was Catholic. So my mother bought me a Catholic Bible, and that brought me out of the Catholic Church.
Good.
But I came into that. I just opened it up at random.
Almost
need a wagon.
Yeah.
It was, you know, big, and I just opened it up randomly for comfort, you know, for him, because he was gone now.
Right.
And that's where it fell. Right there. Oh, grave, where is, you know, oh, death, where is thy sting?
Yes.
Where is thy victory?
Yes.
And I was sure, I felt certain from the Lord that he had those tracts.
Yes.
Whichever one brought him to Christ.
He trusted the Lord as his Savior. Lord Jesus Christ is his Savior. That's good. Any other comments before we close? All right, let's close tonight. We'll pick this up, Lord willing, next Thursday. Thank you, Lord, for these verses that thou hast given to us and thy words. Thank you for those that called in, those that are here, that are studying thy word with us. We ask thee, Lord, to guide us and direct us, bring us back on the Lord's day to stand for the Savior and listen to his words from the word of God as we go into the book of Philemon next Sunday morning. Guide us and direct us. We thank thee for a Savior that is going to take away all genuine Christians and just to get us out of this wicked world. If we've been in the tomb, you'll take us up first, those genuine Christians. Then those of us who may be living still when the Lord Jesus returns in the rapture, he'll snatch us away. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We thank you for this great promise. Guide us and direct us. Help us to live for our Savior who died for our sins and for us. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Amen. Thank you.